Hey there, and welcome to January 3rd of 2014. Hey, we got my buddy Tom Fisher here. He's going to be talking with us about what the fishing's been like and going to be over the next couple of days. And he's a fishing guide. He's been fishing down here. He does cattle ranching, hog hunting, deer hunting, fishing. He's one of them kind of all-arounders. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey there. How's it going, buddy?
Great.
So you've been fishing pretty much every day, huh?
Every day. Every day. The fishing's been really good this winter.
And you got a call this morning, and you were trying to say, no, let's not do this. This is too cold. There's going to be no water and everything else. And the guy just really wants to go.
Really wants to go. He wants to take his son out and catch trout.
Okay. So what's the game plan when you're going out to go fishing today? What are you going to do to find fish on a day like today? Well, it's blowing 30 miles an hour. It's cold. It's no water. What are you going to do?
Well, it's actually a process of elimination. You're not going to fish the back bays today because you can't get back to your holes. So you're going to have to fish the outside bars, and you're going to have to get out in the deeper troughs where it's somewhat protected from the wind.
So kind of you're going to be hugging the east side.
Yeah. It'll definitely be on the east side of Charlotte Harbor today, somewhere between Alligator Creek and Mount Lachey, anywhere you can get into a trough. Once you get in the trough, the fish have to go to the troughs too. So hopefully, we'll do real good there. We'll switch our gear up a little bit.
A little bit of light tackle today, some popping corks, some jig heads.
A lot of popping corks, jig heads.
Live shrimp.
Live shrimp, and I'll drop the leader down a little bit.
Now, I've been telling people, we just did a little show just a little while ago, and the big thing is knowing where the cuts in the bar are, where those deeper trough that goes so the fish can get from the open harbor back onto the flats. Once you figure out where those cuts are, that's where those fish are going to be because it's the only place with water. There's no water behind the bar today.
Exactly. That's local knowledge. There, process of elimination too. You try it until you find it. If you haven't been stuck on a bar, you haven't fished Charlotte Harbor.
Exactly. We call it Captain Sandbar. We pass the trophy around.
Exactly.
But I'm thinking the trout fishing, there should be the mackerel, the trout all should be doing good today. They love this cold weather.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm going to target. And it's also fast action for a kid, for a youngsters, you get the ladyfish that are there. You have the bluefish. You have the small jacks. And the spotted trout, of course. And, it's almost every cast. I mean, once you get it there, once you get them, coming and going, a little chum bag over the side of the boat doesn't hurt. And, it's a lot of action.
Well, the good thing is what's in it? It's Captain Tom Fisher. Do you have a name for your charter stuff?
Oh, yes, sir. It's Fishbone Charters.
Ooh, he called me sir. That's the first time in 15 years, Fishbone Charters.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to be able to click on Tom's picture right next to this audio clip, and that'll take you right to his website and all that, so you can get all the information about Tom. So today, your best bet, live shrimp, popping corks, or jig heads, because you don't really know yet whether they're going to be hitting up top or down deep. And so take a little bit of that fish both ways and just work your way down the bar till you find where the fish are. And then usually once you find them in this cold weather, they're not big on moving. They're going to hang around the spot.
They're going to be stuck, yep. Out of the weather is a big thing, too. If you watch your weather patterns on your troughs, you'll want to stay with the tide. Although there's not much tide today and it's blown out and it's real low, there is still a tide. So you want to be on the incoming side or the outgoing side of it, because that's the way the fish will be facing. That'll help. That'll speed things up a lot.
Yeah, it's tough if you're fishing behind the fish.
It's tough. It's real tough.
It's kind of like most boaters. You ever notice somebody gets in a boat, they never look behind them. In a car, they're looking behind them, checking blind spots, doing all this. But in a boat, they just make left or right turns. They don't ever look. And so nothing exists behind them, and that's a good rule for the fish, too. If you're going in a hole or a trough or something, you actually have to cast where the fish are going to see it.
Sometimes it's against the wind, and you got to set the boat up proper for that.
So anyway, there's your best bet today, guys, for where to go and what to do. Let's talk a little bit about your hunting trips. You do a lot of hunting trips, deer and hog and all this other stuff.
Yeah, we do hog and turkey mostly. The hog's year-round, turkey's, of course, seasonal. And we have private property that we do our hunts on, so it's not overpopulated. It's not on public grounds.
You know, I shouldn't have brought up the deer, but I heard you talk about deer hunting just a minute ago.
We do deer hunting too, but no, it's not so much. I do more of those for the benefit giveaways for like the breast cancer or the kids, McDonald's house, things like that. I give those trips away for that.
Well, that's nice. You know, look at you're a good guy and everything. I mean, you're a charter boat captain and a good guy. I don't know. There must be something wrong with you, Tom. I think it's your wife keeping you in check.
She does.
So, anyway, turkey hunting is something that I'd really like to do one day. I went out once, but never got a shot at a turkey. I don't, you know, I just like seeing them. I like going out looking at them. But actually, one day I want to do a turkey hunt. I've done pretty much all the other hunting, and I don't really do it anymore. But turkey's the one thing I never really got the chance to do, and I'm actually quite interested in that.
There's two seasons, the winter season and then the spring gobbler. But I really just only do the spring gobbler because I like to call them in and have them come to you, and you can hear them coming from a long ways away, and you talk them in, and they strut, and they drum, and they do all this stuff. So those are the ones that we like to do.
That's the fun ones, and that's... You know, I'm going to have to hire you to take me out to turkey hunting. I'm not kidding. I know it sounds a little lame, but I'm actually serious. I need to pay somebody to take me out turkey hunting.
Not a problem. We'll get her done.
Because that I don't know why that's a fascination for me, but it's tricky because from what I understand, the turkeys now, they've got great eyesight. They can see colors. So you've really got to be sneaky to get them.
And in the last few years, I've noticed that they've gotten to be even spookier. Of course, we have the Osceola turkey here that you got to come to Florida to get one of the five turkeys, and it's already the spookiest. But we've had the invasion of coyotes in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, and that's they're horrible,
right? And they've added a predator to the turkeys that they haven't had before. They're not normal, so they're actually really. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've noticed that the turkey have gotten really more skittish, and they're talking a little less. And if they weren't difficult enough in the first place, now they're even more difficult.
Yeah, and I don't know what we could ever do about the coyote. They're such a, I mean, it's they're like tricky. Hogs. I mean, yep. They've got hogs up in like New York and stuff now.
Yep.
Since people have not don't really hunt as much anymore because it kind of fell out of fashion, and sure. Now hunting is becoming a bigger thing. But boy, they almost need to put a bounty on those coyotes because I saw one at my house in town.
Oh yeah, they've walked down through Florida, and they haven't gotten far as I know. They haven't gotten to the Keys yet. But when they get into the Keys, they start getting on the key deer. Mm. That's when we're going to really. They'll probably do something before. Hopefully, they do something before that.
Yeah, it would be actually very cool. You hate to see anything go, but. There comes a point, you know, I mean, there's some things that just, yeah. This is bad.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but the turkey, kind of amazing, but they're actually, how's the Osceola turkey for eating?
Oh, they're great. They're great. They're a smaller bird. The breast is the best part, of course. But, you know, you can still do the mounts and eat the breast and everything. So, they have more colors, and they are the one of the five that are... you know, for your slam, that are more evasive than
so.
Than
there's
others.
A turkey slam.
There's
like,
a turkey
like,
slam.
Like there's a flat slam. There's
sure.
A turkey slam.
Exactly.
See, I've kind of been out of the whole hunting thing. I haven't really been into it that much. And
oh,
I know
sure.
This is supposed to be a fishing show, but we did talk fishing.
We did.
You
we
know,
did.
We did that. But I don't know. I wish I wasn't as keyed up on it. But I really something I'd really like to do. And I guess I better do it before it gets too difficult. Because I mean, I haven't shot at anything with a gun in a long time. And each year, the motor tremors take over a little bit more. So
well, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah, I get that part. Oh my God, but. Captain Tom Fisher, I guess if you were going to do a lure today, what would two lures that you would take out to do the trout and stuff like that? Pick two lures. What's your best two?
Two lures. Well, I wouldn't use the same, so I would use a topwater lure and I'd use a suspended lure. because of the water depth is going to be shallower, you wouldn't want anything diving. So I'd go suspended and I'd go a topwater. Top water, I'd go a Zip and Ziggy.
Zip and Ziggy's
Zip
good
and Ziggy's
one.
A great one of mine. Of course, it's you don't want a bunch of wind with it. So
right.
Try to find somewhere it's calm today is going to be a whole other process. So, you know, top water's pretty much going to be out. I'd go suspended bait. I'd use a Storm Ghost. I'd catch everything on that.
Do you know that since you came up and started choosing that lure, it is now our number one selling bait?
It's a good bait.
That Storm lure is going off the hook. People are buying it. They're catching fish. They're buying more of them.
You only had one left on the shelf, and there was a customer in here. He wanted two or three. I was telling him about them. I gave him one of mine out of the boat the other day, and he's fishing the Cape on the locks in Rotunda. He lives over in Rotunda, past the locks.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know if it'd catch. I said, if you throw it in the water, if there's something that'll bite a bait, it'll catch it. He called back about an hour later and talked to Robert, and he said that his second cast, he caught a snook, and his third cast, he caught a bass.
It's crazy. You came up with this because we had a lure company that we were all using that raised their prices like $5, eliminated a lot of our favorite colors, and we were kind of on a desperate hunt for lures. And you tried that one, and it's just worked. I mean, this is basically the Tom Fisher Extreme Lure.
I sell a lot of them on my boat to my customers, and I send them all in here for you. And it's the one lure I would take if I couldn't take any other lure in the shop.
Yeah, it's actually worked out really well. And I can tell you, Normark, the parent company, has actually thanked us. I mean, we are now one of their number one dealers and it's because of you and your lure. That's actually amazing.
Well, thank you for presenting it to me.
That Storm Twitching, or God, you know, the best selling lure, and I can never remember the name or the number. I know where it is. It's, if I go out of my office, it's right around the corner to the right. There's like six pegs of them.
Yep.
We just ordered another gross. They'll be here in a couple of days. I've still got some left, so we get down to the last dozen or two, we order another gross.
Good, because they're going to be going with this kind of weather. That's the one bait you don't, if you can't, the shrimp's coming and going, and then you know, you have low water, and you know, you can run up to the tackle shop, grab two or three lures, and you're ready to go fishing. Shuts down a whole bunch of time, gas money, you know, preparation, everything. This makes it so much easier.
You wouldn't believe what we had to do to keep Zip and Ziggies in stock. They're very hard to get, and we had to go, I mean, through like two or three different sources, finally got back on the map with Zip and Ziggy. So that was tough, because I know you fished the Zip and Ziggy in the Storm, and they were tough to keep in, I got to tell you that. But anyway, so there's a little bit about the fishing today. I know you got to leave and go on a charter, so I'm not going to hold you up anymore. You know, I kind of snagged Tom. I said, come on, Tom, I need to talk to you for a while. I'd like everybody to get to know you. We've been very good friends for a long time, and Tom is a great fishing guide and a lot of fun to hunt with. So if you guys need a hunting or fishing guide, you know, give Tom a call. Just click on the picture next to here. And if you actually, you know, want to see him going crazy with his Storm lures, well, he causes a storm on the water with him. Anybody you want to say Happy New Year to anywhere, Tom?
Everybody. Happy New Year to everybody in Southwest Florida and the United States and the world, actually. We got people over in Australia and Germany, actually, that come and fish with us. But I hope it's a great year for everybody.
We actually have a lot of people in England and Canada listening to the show.
Yes.
We're big in England and Canada. I guess they, for some reason or other, we appeal to those the British types. So pip pip, cheerio.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, well, I hear the music starting up in the background. It means we got to get out of here. And thank you so much for coming, Tom. Click on Tom's picture right next to the link for this broadcast, and you'll go right to his website. And Happy New Year again, guys.
Thank you. Bye bye.
To ease my mind.